there is a new arrangement by the district director to get them a new environment within the school premises for them to continue their academic work. So the district director, regional directors are making necessary arrangements to occupy them in a premises within the campus over there. The numerical strength are not so large that they needed a very bigger place. No, they are few, like that KG. So we're getting them a new place to start academic work.
Now, Mr. Bete, you agree with me that the children who survived the incident, they may have encountered some psychological trauma. So how is the DES going to deal with such a situation? How are the children going to be psyched in such a way that the incident does not affect them? Some of them may have a fear of going to school or a repetition of another incident, or the whole incident may be reflecting in their minds every time. So how are you going to...
We consider them as little children. They keep things in their memory. And at the same time, I can say that they can easily forget about this when psychology takes them through. There was a reverend minister also around who is a counselor. We asked that he should take that necessary step and come to those who were alive, and even the whole KG, they should take them through counseling. Our guidance and counseling coordinators who district one will also be visiting the school as time goes on. For them yesterday, the minister for education and his entourage went to the hospital where the four were admitted, the four little ones were. So the doctor also has started that counseling, that education, to remove the dust from the feeling from them. It will take a gradual process for them to forget about this as a human being.
Reverend Bete said steps are being taken by the Ghana Education Service to renovate dilapidated school buildings or build new ones nationwide. He called on stakeholders to come on board to help the GES to undertake the project.
What happened in Central Region, Jamra, is something that everybody, or it has given us an enlightenment to awaken our memory as to how best we can address this in the whole country. Already, the previous government started building new schools all over, moving people from the old places to new. So the new government is continuing what the old government has done, and we drawing the attention of all the district directors to take the planning officers to the site and also to collaborate with the district assemblies. Education is not only for Ghana Education Service alone, it's for stakeholders. All the stakeholders in that district and community must be on board, especially the district assembly. The schools belong to the district assemblies, and the district assemblies, they have planning officers, they have other architects. We will take the report from them and the district education office and present to the management and see how best to be connected to the Ministry of Education for this situation to be addressed. Education is a collective.